Coming up on Friday, Cat's Cradle in Carrboro is going to be hosting a benefit concert, the Benefit for Bill. Bill Ladd is the beneficiary. The concert features the Connells, the Roman Spring, and Arrow Beach. Tickets on sale now at Cat's Cradle. It's going to be a great show featuring three terrific bands. We'll have some music from the Connells coming up in just a second, but we are joined now in the studio by Rob Ladd, brother of Bill, who's organizing the event. He'll be drumming with the Connells on Friday night, and Scott Carl, who is also a drummer for the Roman Spring. And I have been warned in advance about having two drummers together, let alone one.
Yeah, that's a
So we're
good.
going to be
That's good.
exciting. Rob.
We're going to talk about the benefits of the inverted
Rhythm
paradiddle-diddle
section
and wingnuts and
talk.
stuff like that.
Inverted paradiddle-diddle is my rock band's name, so that's perfect. Rob, Scott, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks.
So unfortunately, I could be here under better circumstances, but this is going to be a really cool concert coming up on Friday, and it's for a really terrific cause. So, Rob, let me start with you. How does the concert come about?
Well, my brother Bill was diagnosed with colon cancer late last year, and he lives down in Wilmington, been undergoing treatment, and it's all going really well. But it's super expensive. He can't work, and Bill was and is a popular musician down in Wilmington. He was big in the music scene here in the Triangle area, and so everyone has been coming up to me saying, "We got to do something. We got to do something." So we're doing something, and it's the Connells. It's pronounced Connell.
Connells, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The Connells were one of the most vociferous in their, you know, in their insistence that we do something to help out Brother Bill, and he's very appreciative, of course, and beside himself and embarrassed that we're doing
Is
it.
he going to be there on Friday,
I
or
don't
is he
think
not
he
going to be
is.
able to make it up?
I just talked to him actually last night, and he's still, it's sitting in a car for a few hours is a little
Yeah,
more than he
yeah.
can do right now. He just had a pretty major surgery about 2.5 weeks ago.
Right.
But his wife and stepson might be there. And all of you in listener land hopefully will be there as well.
Absolutely. So, Cat's Cradle
Only 10
website, which
bucks.
is, yeah, $10 for this. Catscradle.com is the website
That's
for
right.
the cradle, and then benefitforbill.com is another place that you can go. You can head to a GoFundMe page, gofundme.com/benefitforbill. If you can't make it out to the show on Friday night, you can definitely chip into the cause. So the show comes together with the Connells, the Roman Spring, and Arrow Beach. Those three bands, tell us about what that show is going to entail.
Scott, what are you going to bring?
Well, let's start with Arrow Beach.
All right.
They're all friends of ours and Rob's and mine and a lot of people. It's John Insulin, a guy who was in What Peggy Wants and The Breaks, and London Dungeon. He's the singer, and Trey's in there with him, and Mike Nicholson, and a girl on drums who's great, Amy. And they play straight ahead rock and roll, very good. And then the Roman Spring, us, kind of a new band, been playing about 2 years. It's a couple members of the Velt and Park Life. We've been recording recently. We play just enough here and there around the Triangle, and good band, kind of, you know, ethereal, heavy pop rock.
It's a bit of a super group, really.
Yeah, and you've been with what, Dylan Fence? What
yeah,
else?
One of my early bands was the Bad Checks.
Yes.
I think, yeah, back in the 80s.
Best rock and roll band in America.
They were really ahead of the time. I was one of their fans, and I was the second drummer. I got the gig just because I was always at the shows.
Nice.
And that kind of led
me. You could
also
drum as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That would have been.
That kind of led me to Dylan Fence and then a bunch of other bands like Lost in the Trees.
So the two of you go way back too, right?
Yeah, but I was, when the Pressure Boys were first playing in the Triangle, in the 80s, right? I was pretty young, and my roommate at the time came home and told me about this band, you know, and they were playing always Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and so we went, and it was an incredible, incredible group. I mean, just.
I just want to point out that I was also very young when you would have come to see
me. We were the same age.
Okay.
Yeah, him and John and the guys were young. Like, I think John was.
I was 15.
15 and 16 years old, yeah. So we admired them. But yeah, he's done it all.
So, Rob, your journey, who have you been with?
Well, I started out, as Scott said, at Chapel Hill High, in the music program at Chapel Hill High, and then some
Where all
guys,
the great artists begin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should,
yeah,
if people
right.
would have music programs, as good as we're
yeah,
lucky
right.
enough to have here. Played with the Pressure Boys, We formed that band in high school. I also played with the Bad Checks when they were looking for a drummer.
Right, that's right.
I played with some other sort of North Carolina bands. Let's Active was a band from Winston-Salem, and I played with Don Dixon some. And then in a little after high school, I moved out to Los Angeles for 20 years, and I just played with a lot of people out there, and it was super fun. And
I saw him with Don Henley.
I played with Don.
Walnut Creek with Sue Santa Haas opening.
That's right. I played with Sue.
Later play, yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool. When was that?
Let's see, I played with Sue in 91
All right.
for a summer, and I played off and on with her some other projects for a few years. I played with Henley starting in 99 to about 2004. I also played with this girl named Alanis Morissette. I played on her first album.
We've heard of her.
Yeah.
First really
album,
lucky.
Pre-Jagged Little Pill?
No, Jagged Little Pill.
Actual Jagged, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it was super fun. And she's a really great musician. And yeah. I really got a great chance to play with a lot of really spectacular people. And I learned a lot when I was out there. And, yeah.
What's it like drumming for Henley? Because
drumming
for a drummer is
I know,
be,
you would think.
Yeah.
And he's got a reputation also for being a bit of a... what's the word that you can say on the radio? he's a stickler. He's very.
I can bring up a bleep sound if you want me to. Yeah.
No, he's very particular, and he's very. He's very particular. Mm. But with me, and I was terrified, but he was so understanding with me because any of the mistakes I made, he had made before, and so where he would get really mad at the bass player. I had a great time with Don. Don was very gracious, very professional, very classy guy.
Well, we're speaking with Rob Ladd. You just heard him. Scott Carl is here, too. Rob's going to be drumming with the Connells on Friday night. Scott with the Roman Spring. Ara Beach also going to be there on Friday at the Cat's Cradle. This is the Benefit for Bill, Benefit for Bill Ladd. Again, benefitforbill.com is the website. You can go to catscradle.com and get tickets, $10. Tickets going quickly, but still some available. And you can head to the GoFundMe page, which is gofundme.com/benefitforbill. I want to keep talking to you guys, but let's get some music in here as well. We've got Stone Cold Yesterday by the Connells to play. So, Scott, you're the one who nodded your head most vigorously. Set this song up for us.
Oh, well, it's a great song. One of the many that Mike Connell and the boys wrote.
Yeah.
What record is that on? Is it Fun and Games?
Fun and Games.
We'll go with Fun and Games.
Ring,
yeah.
Boy,
Ring?
I like them all. We love Boiling Heights and Ring and yeah.
I've been fans of those guys since I was since they started. I'm sure you.
Absolutely.
You have
too.
And,
absolutely.
And I've been playing with them for now for the past. I think it's been like 4 years.
Nice.
So it's super fun for me. Again, right. Being a fan, it's fun to play with them.
All right, awesome. Here they are, the Connells, Stone Cold Yesterday. The Connells Stone Cold Yesterday, whose name I mispronounced, but they're a forgiving bunch. Rob Ladd and Scott Carl here in the studio. Rob's going to be drumming with the Connells on Friday night. Scott's going to be drumming with the Roman Spring. Arrow Beach also going to be there at Cat's Cradle Friday. The benefit for Bill, again, benefitforbill.com or catscradle.com to get tickets. GoFundMe.com/benefitforbill is the GoFundMe page. If you can't make it to the concert, you can still contribute to the cause. Rob, I know we got to let you go in a second. You got a rehearsal tonight, but shout out for colon cancer screening, first of all.
You got to go get tested if you're 50, and they are getting close to it, and they say it's super fun, so I'm looking forward to it. It's a super survivable cancer. It's super treatable. It's no fun, but, you know, let's make sure that nobody gets really sick from it.
But it's important. I mean, we've got this benefit concert, and I know it's the prognosis for Bill is great, but if we can save some lives doing this as well, all the better. Any other final thoughts, people to thank, anything else?
We got to thank Frank at the Cat's Cradle and all the bands. I'm thanking Scott personally.
He's sitting right here.
You
have to.
Exactly. Stephen Lane at the Splinter Group in Carborough. Of course, you, Aaron, for having us on. And it's really great, this big community effort. I mean, everybody is just asking what they can do. Starpoint Brewing is donating a couple of kegs of beer with all of the proceeds going to my brother. And, you know, somebody in your family, when someone steps up and helps someone in your family, there's no amount of thanks you can give for that. So I'm publicly saying that I could never thank everyone enough, and I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. It's really wonderful.
All the best to Bill again. And you, if you're listening out there, can help out the cause. GoFundMe.com/benefitforbill if you want to contribute, if you want to come out to the show. It is well worth doing on Friday night. CatsCradle.com. It's going to be the best concert in town. BenefitForBill.com also if you want ticket information. Tickets just $10. And again, it goes to an absolutely incredible and important cause. Rob, Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.